Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us now, as he does every week at this point, to discuss ETFs. Now, Tom, of course, is the editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, it's ETFTrends.com. Where you're not just going to find information on, hey, this is trending according to Tom Lydon. You're going to find all information, soup to nuts, on exchange-traded funds. It is a great place to go as a resource if you want to learn not just about what's trending, but about what's happening throughout the ETF business. Tom's on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. The firm is on Twitter, at ETF Trends. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the ALPS Medical Breakthrough ETF, ticker SBIO.
SBIO, the ALPS Medical Breakthroughs ETF. You know, niche ETFs are always fascinating to me because you're looking at, like, how thinly can we slice things? How granular can we get? And sometimes they're great ideas, sometimes not so much. How do you take a look at this one and say, yep, this is one of those niche ideas that really works?
Well, I'm taking advantage of what's been going on in the news here lately, Chuck. You know, last week, everybody was talking about another big biotech acquisition when Alexion bought out Synageva. And we've heard a lot of activity in the M&A space. In fact, almost half of M&A activity last year was in the biotech area. And everybody is asking, how do I get a piece of that? The good thing is there are biotech ETFs. Unfortunately, those big biotech ETFs have the huge companies that are actually doing the acquiring. So when they do the acquisitions, it's not as though their stocks goes up. It's basically the stocks of the companies that they buy go up. So we dug down deep, and fortunately, starting this last year, there's a new medical breakthrough ETF that focuses in on small and mid-cap stocks. So if you're going to have an opportunity to maybe participate in some future acquisitions and maybe benefit from those prices going up, here's an ETF to maybe consider, because the biotech space, as you pointed out, Chuck, is very, very small. And there's a handful of players that make up the majority of the market cap. So what we want to do is maybe offer another option where it's a diversified index, and they also have, from a smart beta standpoint, certain criteria for the underlying securities that make up this index. It has to be mid and small cap. It has to have U.S.-listed biotech or pharmaceutical securities that have one or more drugs in phase two or phase three clinical trials. And I don't know about you, Chuck, but I don't have the ability to go in and look for these types of stocks.
No, and it's one of those things where perhaps grouping them together means that you get that. We've had a couple of guests on who say that in this kind of an area, you almost want to buy a basket of stocks because you know that there's going to be some colossal failures and some things that don't make it through stage trials, et cetera, and that something's going to be the one that percolates or the two that percolate, and those are going to be the ones that will more than recover for everybody who winds up losing. So it seems like it's the right way to play it.
It is. However, you don't have to be a stock jockey. We're trying to get people to invest long-term, diversify for the right price, have good liquidity. But this is also kind of a sexy area of the ETF market to talk about as well. So let's put it in perspective. Let's talk about what people want to talk about from time to time. And we do that on the show once a week. But most importantly, we have to put it in perspective. So if you think biotech is going to continue to be an area where we're going to see more mergers and acquisitions, great. Stay away from the big biotech companies if you're looking to participate in the M&A. If you think the big biotech companies are positioned to be profitable for the future, then there's some other ETFs that you might want to consider, IBB being one of them, which is the biggest ETF in the biotech space, which has over $8.5 billion in assets. This one's new. It's got about $60 million in assets. It's liquid, but it's really fairly diversified. And as you point out, if there's more acquiring going on in the space, there's a good chance that some of the underlying securities in this index might be bought up.
And is your play on this a 200-day moving average play?
It would be if we had 200 days of history. We don't because it's so new.
Okay.
So it would be completely one of those things that if you're interested in biotech and you had some money on the side, and again, I'm talking about not your real retirement money. This is more of 2% of your assets that you could hold for an extended period of time. And yes, when we do have enough history or 200 days, use it on the 200-day average. But unfortunately, there's not even a 200-day average to give you guidance
yet. Right. So at this point, it's seat of the pants. Once we get to 200 days, you'll use that as your guideline. And obviously, the money coming from your biotech allocation, take a piece of it here to give yourself some juice.
That's it. And most importantly, it shows the ETF space continues to grow and offer more options. And it's not the old index world anymore. We're getting pretty creative out there.
Absolutely. And this creative pick, it's the ALPS Medical Breakthroughs ETF. SBIO is the ticker. Yup, it's new. Yeah, it's going to have some hits and misses. But Tom Lydon says one of those things that you might want to stick around with because you're going to have a better time with it than you would trying to figure out the stocks. They're going to be hits and misses in the biotech and medical breakthrough area. Tom, it's always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Folks, remember, you can get more information by going to ETFtrends.com. You can follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. You can follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Well, we've just gotten off to a blazing start on our Thursday edition of Money Life. We're just going to keep things rolling with the big interview next as Money Life keeps on going right after these messages.